T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show here on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. I'm Zach Strief, along with Bobby Hebert, just off the phone with Saints head coach Sean Payton, and now joined by Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen. Coach, thanks for hanging on there for us, and welcome to the show.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, you're well aware I've been a big fan of yours since you arrived in New Orleans. I've said as much many times. I've warned you many times not to let me down, and certainly you have not to this point in your career. And I'd like to ask you, early in this season, there was a good amount of criticism in the first few games of this defensive line. Cam Jordan hadn't been super productive yet. You guys hadn't necessarily lived up to I'm sure what even your own expectations were. But over the last 6-7 games, this defensive line, I think, really has kind of led the charge for this defense to turn into the number one defense in the National Football League. And, you can kind of start going down the line, and the guys who have really stepped up in a big way. The first one I want to talk to you about, who I just have been so impressed with this season, is David Onyemata. I've asked Coach Payton about him a couple of times. You know, for a guy who was really as green as he was coming to the National Football League, now here in his fifth year in the NFL, talk about David's development, kind of where he's come from and where you think, David's ceiling is.
Yeah, he's look, this guy's a tireless worker. He has the want to, the drive, he talks about being the best. He works like he wants to be the best. He's very humble. And look, I think he sees himself growing, and what you're seeing on tape right now is his confidence continue to grow each and every game. You know, starting this year, he had a slow start the first couple of games, but I think game 3, game 4, he really started turning it on. I think when you saw the Detroit game, he made some plays, he had a sack, and man, from there, he's really taken off. I don't think he's at the top he's at his ceiling yet. I think he still has a little bit of ways to go, but he's made some big plays for us this year, and I continue to see him doing that as the season finishes out here.
Now, Coach Nielsen, looking at that rotation, like Zach, David Onyemata, I mean, that's a feel-good story. And you look at Malcolm Brown, how we got him on board. Then you look at Malcolm Roach, Shai Tuttle, and how they rotate in there. Where did he come from? Ryan Glasgow. I mean, his brother's with the Broncos, and then he comes in here at University of Michigan, and he's actually registered in the stats. I mean, talk about the guys on the back end, and then even the practice squad guys you're trying to develop, that when all said and done. And they're producing, and hopefully you want them maybe, or you give them an opportunity to be able to get it done. Just talk about the whole meeting room and how tight you are, and as far as the production, the rotation you have going.
Yeah, we got a great environment. Every player comes in there every single day. There's no highs and lows. It's just coming in. Whatever we have to do that week to win the football game. This last week was a little bit unique. Practice one way, and we had this change late in the week. I was really proud of our guys. They didn't bat an eye. Nobody said anything about it. Look, whatever we have to do to win the game, And you're seeing that from the top. You look at Cam, who's been here for the longest in that room, all the way down to Malcolm Roach, Shai Tuttle. So I think that's the focus. That's the first thing. The second thing is what you're seeing is fundamentals and technique, a consistent daily emphasis and focus on that by each individual player. Even if they have it, hey, we're just going to polish it up because you know where it's going to be used during the next game. And then, you know, you see our group, and our group really cares about each other. The older guys talking to the younger guys, helping each other out. You know, you'll see a guy jump in, give another guy a look. So everybody wants each other in the group to have success. So I think you got all those things working together. You know, and it's fun. You go out to practice. Everybody's pulling for each other. You're in the meeting room. You know, hey, did you see this? Did you see that? They're all talking. It's pretty cool to be a part of it.
Now, you know, Ryan, when you look at and obviously different players, different time of the season, they'll have unbelievable production and they get the national headlines. Well, you look at Trey Hendrickson, and always viewed him as a high motor guy, and look, he's amongst the best, and if not leading the NFL in sacks. But then you got competition in the rotation. Marcus Davenport, look, he ends up with three tackles, a quarterback hurry. You got a tackle for a loss. So how do you control their egos? Do you just tell them, like, all for one, one for all? Because you look at Davenport, where he's at, and then Trey Hendrickson. Because I know everyone wants to get to those double-digit sacks. But how do you control that? Or you just tell them to push one another or what?
Well, I'm glad we have the players. I'm glad that you're saying that we have this problem. It's really not a problem. Our personnel department has done a great job identifying these guys, bringing them here, whether it be free agents or in the draft. And I think it just goes back to Bobby is these guys really care about each other, you know, that they're pulling for each other. They all want each other to have success. We do have a good rotation. Everybody understands their role in the rotation. You know, and to be honest with you, I don't hear about it. I don't see it. You know, and again, it's all about winning. You know, winning solves a lot of problems. But our main focus every single week is what do we have to do to win this next game? And they're all bought into that. And, you know, Coach said it after the game, you know, just keep stacking wins and don't ever get complacent with winning. And that's what you're seeing right now. The guys are just having fun playing football. So, like I said, it's pretty cool to be a part of.
Talking with Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen. Last one for you here, Ryan. Cam Jordan, who again, he took criticism early in the season, didn't have the sack numbers that he's had in the past, but still producing at a very high level, up over 40 tackles from the defensive end position. But more than anything for that group, talk about Cam Jordan's leadership ability. What he means for that team from an emotional standpoint and from your group in particular.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Cam. And, you know, I think he's having one heck of a season. He's being very productive. You might not be seeing the sack numbers that he's had in the past, but he's pressuring the quarterback. He's made a lot of plays in the run. I think he's playing at an extremely high level right now at year 10 in his career. He's a great leader for our group. And more so in that leading by example, you know, when he comes out to practice every day. I mean, he's out there, he's in the lines, he's going through the drills, he's pushing himself, he's pushing the other guys, he's running to the ball, you know, when we get into a scout team period. You know, so it's easy when the guy like that's doing it that those other young guys see, well, shoot, this guy's been playing for 10 years, you know, if I can play for 10 years and do the things that he can do, you know, so he's really leading the group really well right now. The guys are following him. They believe in him. I think he played a really good game the last couple of games fundamentally. I mean, you really certain,
right.
You know, his fundamentals were excellent. So very proud of him. And I think, you know, we just got to continue going and win this next game.
Now, Coach Nielsen, Zach said that was the last one, but I got one more because I wanted to get this in there. Carl Granderson. Well, I think
yes.
The sky could be the limit for him. It just opportunity. It seems like that a lot of upside with him.
There is. He's you know, I see last. You know, he's really come on last few games. He's played a lot of football this year for us in some meaningful moments. But I think, you know, this guy is he's still a little raw. But his confidence is growing as well. He's seen himself make some plays, and fundamentally in technique, his technique's getting better. So, look, he's got a bright future. We just got to take it one day at a time with him.
Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Keep up the great work with the guys up front. Hopefully we'll get to catch up with you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Ryan Nielsen. I didn't want to say it while he was sitting there on the phone, but Saints are going to have a hard time hanging on to Ryan Nielsen much longer. He's going to be a hot coaching commodity in the National Football League.
Hot.
What he has done to this defensive line for the New Orleans Saints. We'll step away when we come back. Mike Dottiglia joins the show. You're listening to the Saints Coaches Show on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!